WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The city of College Station is laying the groundwork for more business development on city-owned property. At the city council's last meeting, Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz says more than 250 acres could be developed on land the city owns behind Lowe's. And access to what's called Spring Creek is coming due to the construction of a portion of the new Pebble Creek Parkway and an extension of Lakeway Drive north to Baylor Scott & White Medical Center.
With those major building blocks being put in place now, that's going to open up not only this front area, which we've talked about, maybe commercial retail development, but it also opens up that plot B so that we could start recruiting manufacturing industrial clients.
The council supported the idea of forming an economic development corporation to manage what is being described as a business park. A handful of names were given to staff as possible members of a governing body. Tomorrow's College Station City Council workshop agenda includes an update on the high-speed passenger rail line between Houston and Dallas. Yesterday, the McClatchy newspaper group obtained a list of federal infrastructure projects, which puts the $12 billion project near the top.
It's exciting news for us, and we are pleased that the new president has such a focus on infrastructure and transportation in particular. It's critical for economies to grow.
The president of Texas Central Partners, Tim Keith, says he heard the project was under consideration for funding a while back. College Station has a new fire chief, a fifth-generation Texan. Jonathan McMahon will start approximately March 1st. McMahon has spent the last 14 years around Tucson, Arizona, most recently as chief of Tucson's Rural Metro Department. McMahon takes over for Eric Hurt, who retired last June, and Joe Don Warren, who served as interim chief the last 7 months. A crossing guard hit outside Consolidated High School Monday morning was released from the hospital yesterday. College Station police report 58-year-old William Forehand, a longtime Consolidated employee, was treated for several abrasions and bruises. The guard was struck on Nueces by a 16-year-old Consol student. Investigators were told Monday's sunrise obscured his vision, which was a contributing factor. CSPD says the driver has not been charged with anything at this point. Residents are being warned about the return of a phone scam.
Sheriff's office received several calls about from citizens that they received phone calls saying that they missed a court summons and that they needed to take care of the warrants or issues from missing court, and that one way they could do that was pay $2,000 using a Green Dot money card.
Brazos County Sheriff's Deputy Nathan Dennis says law enforcement does not conduct this kind of business over the phone, and they will never ask for payment in the form of a money order or Green Dot money card. If you receive a call that you think might be a scam, call the sheriff's office. From Austin, Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner has been chosen to lead a review panel about health care.
The health budget by itself is 38% of our all funds budget. So we continually need to look at our health budget and make sure that we're spending that money wisely and getting the taxpayers' dollars worth when we're appropriating money for health care. It's the fastest growing segment of our budget as well. And because of those two reasons, we need to look at it very thoroughly.
Schwartner on WTAW's The Infomaniac says the review panel will look at how the state's Medicaid program can run more efficiently to contain costs. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 63 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brian Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and the Knightsbridge Apartments and the Quarters on Luther all remind you to go local.
Good morning. It's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Varying amounts of clouds today, breezy with a shower or two possible as a frontal system sweeps across the region. Temperatures today 65 to 70. Tonight, any showers end, it'll clear behind the front. We turn cooler behind the front. Nighttime lows will be around 40. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. It'll be close to 60 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear, 35 to 40. Abundant sunshine Friday with highs very close to 60 again. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M men's basketball team faces Ole Miss on the road tonight. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on that. Meanwhile, in the NFL, Ben Roethlisberger may be calling it quits. And in the NBA, the Spurs secured a season sweep of the Raptors with their win in Toronto last night. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. So I don't know. Somehow I thought it was going to be cooler, but it's okay out there this morning.
Yeah, it is.
We got a few days like this with sunshine and
stuff.
It does
get a little chilly at night, though, or it's going to.
It's but again, we're not North Dakota.
No, you are correct.
All right. So today's January the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Chelsea, generally just kind of give me a female perspective of Valentine's Day.
But I'm not like a typical female to ask about Valentine's
Okay,
Day.
Well, but I mean, do you think, am I right or wrong that the number of gifts that females give to males has increased? Is that fair to say?
I would say that's fair.
Okay.
I would say that's fair.
All right. Here's the difference, of course.
I feel like women like to shop more so. Yes,
yeah.
That sound, you know, it's stereotypical. But so they don't mind, you know, going out and buying more than one gift, where men feel like they get one. And it may be a great one, but they just
or
do
not,
one.
But
or it may not be. You are correct.
Yeah.
It may not be.
Got that done. Check that off your list, right?
Exactly.
It's
okay.
One of those ones where it's like, you got me a new power drill?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you don't want it, can I use it?
Well, or it's, hey, at least I remembered.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
The thought that counts.
But because, again, I think it also works better for women because they're just generally more organized than men are.
Correct.
As a group.
Correct.
All right. Exceptions to every rule.
Mm-hmm.
But say all that to say this. Look, it's the 25th. Of January.
It's close.
Yeah, but you have enough time that you don't have to be in a panic.
Correct.
Roses are red, violets are blue. How about having a roach named after you?
Oh.
That's right. The Bronx Zoo is offering people the chance to name one of its Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Of course they are.
In honor of someone for Valentine's Day. This is a bigger ripoff than that star thing.
It really is. I'd much rather have a star that I think I see in the sky. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that's mine. they give you a map to find it, at least, which is probably more than they would do with the cockroaches. I mean, look, do they put a little sticky note on the back of the roach that says the girl's name, and then you take her to the zoo and show it to her?
Look, there it is, Deborah.
That's yours.
That's
right
you.
There.
That's you.
There.
That's
yeah. Anyway, the
that
zoo.
That is a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I'm kind of thinking. But they're offering the chance to name one of those roaches in like, honor. That's the word they use.
Yeah, in honor.
Of somebody for Valentine's Day.
Who came up with that marketing plan?
Well, I don't know, but see, for $10. See, $10. Actually, they started the Name a Roach program in 2011.
Oh, and it's still going?
As a fundraiser. Yeah, just kind of a fun way to fundraise for $10.
But I mean, do they
$10.
Have that many roaches, or do they just rename?
You know, I think they probably do. I think they just rename.
I don't know. Roaches have like a lot of babies?
Well, they do, but I mean, I'm
these
not.
These are those big ones.
Yeah, they are. They are big.
That hiss.
Now, did we did a list yesterday, and I don't remember if New York was on it for rats or roaches.
Rats.
Oh, rat. Okay. Well, see, or you could name a rat after. Well, see, that doesn't work.
See,
either.
It's too cold up there for roaches.
Yeah,
not too cold, but they get the rats. We get the roaches down here in the south.
Something different, though. This year, the zoo is also offering to send along chocolates. Okay, or
chocolate covered what grasshoppers?
Or a Madagascar plush toy for higher donors.
That's what every kid wants.
Sure, and you think about
that stuffed roach.
Yeah, and I forget the name of the toys that we used to carry at the toy store, mm-hmm. but they're very realistic. I haven't seen the roach ones, but I mean the ones that they have are very real. And like for a roach, you'd put it on your fingers. Seeing you could, like,
yeah. Like a
puppet. I'm not selling
like,
this well.
Like
roach
puppet?
Yes, that's it, yeah. Anyway, no worries about there not being enough roaches around. Yes, the museum said they do, in fact, have thousands of them on exhibit. So it's there. Money goes to the Wildlife Conservation Society. I don't think that part matters, really.
No.
It's
going to
be a good day.
It's a cockroach. Yeah. I don't know. Let's know how that works out.
What a weird relationship you must have.
Yeah.
Info.
Yeah, I'm not thinking that she'll squeal with delight and give you a hug.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Having a beer with your buddies. Hey, man, what'd you get Stacy for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Hey, man, check this out.
Check it out.
Yeah. Named Roach after her.
Hey, honey, you know how much you love roaches?
Yeah.
Guess what?
One right for you. Yeah.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW 615. Oh, well, here we go. It's day 25, as a matter of fact. We've got 340 of them to go. It's Irish Coffee Day.
Okay,
if you want to do that thing. It's easier just to pour Bailey's in it.
Yep.
Does all the work for you. It is Macintosh Computer Day. This is the day that it actually went on sale.
Okay. I read yesterday on Twitter, I think it was, does it say on your list right there how much it went for?
This is 1984 and this happened. $2,500.
Okay. And they said if you would have taken that money and invested it in Microsoft stock,
yeah,
you would have $730,000.
Oh, is that right?
Right.
Wow.
Now, today.
Neat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and remember that this was introduced by the most famous commercial in Super Bowl history that ran only one time, and it was on the Super Bowl, and it's the one about 1984 where there's this giant screen up there talking to you. That was IBM.
Mm-hmm.
And here came this person running in with a sledgehammer and slings it into the screen.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a pretty
iconic.
Have you not seen it?
I guess not. No,
you need
haven't.
To see it. It's
okay.
Pretty dramatic.
Okay.
Again, ran only one time in the Super Bowl. It's opposite day today. It's opposite day.
Today is opposite
today
day?
Today is officially the unofficial holiday where every action is modified so that the meaning is negated. It's usually observed among children, rarely lasts the entire day.
This.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
Once opposite day is declared, statements mean the opposite of what they usually mean. Opposite day can also be declared retroactively to indicate that what was just asserted had the opposite meaning of what was originally intended. Like, similar to the practice of crossing your fingers to automatically nullify the promises that you made.
I didn't mean it. It's opposite
that's
day.
Exactly. Paradoxically, the declaration that it is opposite day is negated as well, simply meaning that it's not opposite day.
Mm-hmm.
So play
so
along.
It gets very
so basically what you're telling me is it's not opposite day.
If
today.
You wanted it to. In the first season of SpongeBob SquarePants, there, in fact, was an episode that was titled Opposite Day. Okay.
All right.
And I don't know enough
don't
about
know
it
if
to
I
go
saw
on.
That one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Since I've seen none of them, I know I haven't seen that one. All right, we got birthdays, too.
There's tons of birthdays all of right. a bunch of people that I know.
Okay.
And it's opposite day, so that's what that means.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Michael Trevino.
Yeah.
He's 32. He's from the Vampire Diaries.
Mm-hmm.
I went through numerous sources and couldn't find. I mean, seriously, it's on fumes here.
Yeah, it is. And that's okay. That happens.
That happens occasionally.
Yeah.
Sometimes there just weren't people born on a certain day.
And I used to go look up half birthdays, but today just smacks of effort. So
yeah. Danny Woodhead, football player, 32 today. Charlie Bewley?
Sure.
From the Twilight movies?
Oh,
36.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Alicia Keys.
Oh, there's somebody we've heard of.
We know her.
Okay.
Yeah, she's 36.
She's going to be at Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo this year.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. They do a Black Heritage Day.
Yep.
And so she's going to be there, I think, the first Friday is the day she's going.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. China Kantner is 46.
Really?
That is the daughter of Grace Slick and Paul Kantner of Jefferson Airplane.
Of course they named her China.
Yeah, of course. Apparently, they wanted to name her God with a little G, but instead they decided to go with China.
Oh, wow.
They're different out there.
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
Yeah. Haney Wolfgram is 49 from the Jets.
Okay.
Jennifer Lewis is 60, plays Dre's mom Ruby on Blackish.
Okay.
Andy Cox is 61, guitarist for the English Beat and the Fine Young Cannibals. And Toby Hooper is 74, director of movies such as The
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Poltergeist.
Yeah. Oh, was it really? Was he in Poltergeist?
He directed it.
Wow, mm-hmm. Okay. Anita Pollenberg, was a model. She's 73. And if you remember Mark Duper, they called him Super Duper
from
the NFL. He was 58. And Michelle McCool, who's married to The Undertaker.
Oh.
She's a WWE diva, it says here.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, right? Okay, sure.
Awesome.
Why not? 37. All right, 620.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, the horror stories are streaming in this week after last week's presidential inauguration saw this disgraceful display of intolerance and violence by the alt-radical left refusing to accept that Donald Trump is the new commander-in-chief. Well, now Philly.com is reporting that the sister of a slain U.S. Marine and the wife of a slain U.S. Navy SEAL, well, they were both assaulted as they entered a veterans' inaugural ball last week. Now, the sister of the fallen U.S. Marine, Travis Mannion, said, quote, "We were pushed by a man in a mask hiding his face. Our clothes were drawn on with permanent marker by other protesters, and we were called the most vile names I've ever heard as we entered and exited the venue. It doesn't get much lower than this. So much for the loving, peaceful, tolerant left in this country."
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Transition seamlessly from presentation to meeting and from work to home with the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series, the laptop that takes care of business. The powerful performance and incredible battery life from this reliable business class PC featuring Intel Core processors, it lets small business employees do their best work wherever it takes them. So learn more at Dell.com/radio. That's Dell.com/radio.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
You love her to the moon and back, so treat your little lady to a night that is out of this world. Brenham National Bank presents the Daddy-Daughter Dance, benefiting the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley on February 3rd and 4th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations now by calling 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 623. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So how do you watch TV? Has it changed? It probably has, because there's so many different ways for you to be able to see shows on networks that didn't exist even a few years ago. And the other thing that you can do is do it on your time frame. And Suddenlink helps you with that. You know, you can... And if you haven't made the decision yet for 2017 to be the year to make the switch, now's the time to do it, because the switch event is on. At Suddenlink, you can get HD TV, 50 meg internet, and phone all for $77.99 a month. Make the switch. You can call them, 877-694-9474, or visit Suddenlink.com to get some more information. And while you're talking to them, don't forget about the unlimited data plans. You get incredible speed, and you get unlimited data at great prices. So what does that mean to you? Well, it means you can download a TV show or a movie using Suddenlink Wi-Fi connections, and you can take that show with you. Suddenlink To Go allows you to stream with no buffering, no service interruptions. You can watch different shows at any time, because on demand they've got thousands of hours for you to be able to watch, and also they have movies on demand, new movies every month. For instance, already this month, Girl on a Train, Jack Reacher coming up the last day of this month. The Blair Witch is there. The Accountant is there. All that this month. And there'll be new ones next month as well. So make the phone call. Make the difference. 877-694-9474 or go to suddenlink.com for more information.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Boosted by China's insatiable online shoppers, Alibaba posted a strong third quarter, raised its revenue outlook, and says it will step up investments to expand its digital media and cloud businesses. Alibaba, which runs China's most popular e-commerce website, says sales for its 2017 fiscal year will rise 53%. President Trump has taken steps to streamline the permitting process for manufacturing. He also wants pipelines to be made in the U.S. and an expedited process for environmental reviews and approvals. The steps came as Trump signed executive actions to advance construction of the Keystone XL and Dakota Access oil pipelines. Trump describes the regulatory process as a tangled up mess. The first legal cargo from Cuba in more than 50 years has arrived in the U.S. Two containers of artisanal charcoal arrived in Fort Lauderdale. The special charcoal is made by private worker-owned cooperatives. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Survivor Ben, and I've been trudging through this rugged wilderness for, I think, 23 days now. Food has become hard to find. It's really a struggle.
Excuse me.
What the?
Sorry to interrupt, but is this the way to the lake?
I think. How did you get up here?
Oh, I just loaded up my Tundra and drove up through the woods for a few hours. My buddies are right behind me.
Your buddies?
Yeah, if you see them, one is Tacoma towing jet skis, and the other is a 4Runner full of camping gear. Tell them I went this way.
Okay.
Thanks, man. I gotta go set up camp and grill some steaks. I'm really hungry. Enjoy your hike.
You gotta be kidding me.
Toyota Trucks, a heritage built on adventure.
Right now, qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $359 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and at 13117.
Most people can agree that it's not a good idea to complain about your food because, essentially, you're biting the hand that feeds you. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Well, a 46-year-old guy named David Evans took his wife out to an Indian restaurant in Wales on Saturday, and when the waiter asked how their food was, they said the meat was tough and rubbery. So the chef came out to talk to him. David's wife says the chef was rude and started swearing, so David followed him to the kitchen to get an apology and instead got a fistful of chili powder in his eyes. Ow! A security camera got it all on video. The chef claims he thought David was going to hit him, so he threw chili powder in his face in self-defense. It doesn't look like David ever touched him, though. You can Google the video if you want. David says it was the most painful thing he's ever experienced and he couldn't see at all. He tried flushing his eyes out in the bathroom, but it didn't help, and he eventually went to the hospital in an ambulance. His doctors had to tape tiny tubes to his forehead and keep dripping some sort of solution into his eyes until he could see again. Apparently, he could have gone blind, and the chili powder also caused burns on his hands and chest. The chef is facing assault charges. Yeah, I'd say so. Chili powder to the eyes. Ugh, poor guy. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
All right, here we go. It's 6:29. Let's check weather. It's brought you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Got a pretty good week going. Lots of sunshine all week long because we're ready to dry out a little bit. And the temps will be pretty moderate, as a matter of fact. Look for a high temperature today, 67. about 59 for tomorrow and probably the next 3 days or so, and then back up to maybe 60 or so at on Sunday. Lows each night, a little chillier, 40 tonight, and then we'll be in the middle 30s probably the balance of the week. But, hey, concentrate on the sunshine. Right now, winds out of the north at 17, at 70% relative humidity, and 63 degrees out there.
If you have a lot of clutter, there's a likely reason why, and there's a way to get rid of it if you want to. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
If you have a lot of clutter, here's why.
Clutter is really a reminder of a decision you didn't make. Clutter is defined as unconnected, unrelated pieces of paper or files or folders or information around each other.
Cynthia Kyriassis, author of the book Get Organized, Get Focused, Get Moving.
There's really only four decisions you have to make about information. You're either going to act on it, file it, toss it, or read it. And if you can make decisions and you have a structure to move that paper or move that electronic file to its next step, then you will keep the little engine running. You'll support yourself in what you need to do through a system and a technique like that.
It is interesting how we tend to keep so much stuff just because. Cynthia says what often happens is
when people are encouraged to go through their file system and they pull papers out, I would say at least 50% of the time they didn't even remember they had the paper.
A great way to deal with all your clutter is to put everything in one big inbox.
And then recognize that to get through all those papers there, you need to be prepared to have some time to make decisions. Because that's what needs to happen. That's how that inbox gets cleared out, is decisions to either move the paper forward, get rid of it, put it in a read pile, put it in a file pile. It's just doing that simple step over and over again helps strengthen that decision muscle, which is how we get rid of clutter.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The high-speed passenger rail line between Houston and Dallas has made a list of one of President Trump's top infrastructure projects.
I think when the president speaks up, he is particularly speaks about expediting. I'm certain he'll not cut any corners, but he'll ask his teams to be very focused on his priorities. If we're lucky enough to be one of his priorities in the end, it would be very good for us.
Texas Central Partners President Tim Keith reacted to a list obtained by the McClatchy newspaper group that the bullet train has become one of the administration's favored projects.
We've been keeping our eyes open for anything like this, so we've heard rumors of a list like this, and now that it's been moved out into the public domain, it's quite exciting to see the confirmation that the rumors were correct.
Tomorrow's College Station City Council workshop agenda includes an update on the $12 billion, 240-mile project that includes a stop serving the Twin Cities. The College Station City Council is moving ahead with forming an economic development corporation to manage land the city owns along the east side of the freeway behind the Lowe's store. Since 2000, the city has owned more than 250 acres of land that can be developed in what is called the Spring Creek Corporate Campus. At the last council meeting, members offered potential names who might serve on the governing board. Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz says major building blocks are starting that can lead to recruiting retail, commercial, and industrial businesses.
Why now? Is because, as you know, Lakeway, it actually will continue here behind St. Joe's and continue all the way up to the Scott and White campus. That is under design now and should go out for bid in February. This section of Pebble Creek will also be constructed with that.
The city has another 220 acres where an electrical substation is located, with the remaining land being reserved for green space. There is a new fire chief in College Station. Jonathan McMahon will start around March 1st to lead the 150-member department. He was among 70 who applied, a field which included one candidate from CSFD that made the first cut but was not among the four finalists. McMahon is the third fire chief in the last 4 years. Eric Hurt retired last summer after 3 years as chief and 35 with the department. Hurt was promoted following the retirement of R.B. Alley. The new chief has spent the last 14 years around Tucson, Arizona, the last 4 years as chief of Tucson's Rural Metro Department. McMahon, a fifth-generation Texan, began his career in 1989 northeast of Dallas in Caddo Mills. College Station's interim fire chief the last 7 months was Joe Don Warren, a 32-year member of the department. A longtime Consolidated High School employee is out of the hospital after he was hit while working as a crossing guard Monday morning. College Station police report 58-year-old William Forehand was released yesterday following treatment for bruises and several abrasions. That's after he was struck on Nueces by a truck driven by a 16-year-old Consol student. Investigators say a contributing factor was Monday's sunrise, which obscured the driver's vision. According to CSPD's news release, the driver has not been charged with anything at this point. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office responded to several calls last weekend from people reporting a phone scam. The caller, identifying himself as Deputy James Marshall, told victims they missed a summons for court and could clear this matter by sending him $2,000 using a Green Dot cash card. Deputy Nathan Dennis says the Sheriff's Office never conducts this type of business over the phone.
You would get certified mail or correspondence that way. We're never going to do business over the phone or and ask for money orders and that nature.
Dennis says if you receive what you might think is a scam call, you should not play along with the caller.
If you get a phone call, write down the phone number, write down the name of the person that they identify themselves as.
Dennis says you should then hang up and report the information to the sheriff's office. From Austin, the state Senate has created another review panel to look into how the Medicaid program, which is 38% of the all funds budget, can be operated more efficiently. Leading the panel is Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Schwartner says wholesale changes are possible in the use of federal money given to the state.
If we get flexibility from regulation and flexibility from federal mandates. So I think it's an opportune time, really, to look at from a holistic manner the Medicaid program, as well as the health programs that are administered through ERS and TRS, as well as correctional managed care, the health care for our prison population.
Schwartner, who is an orthopedic surgeon, says lawmakers have the opportunity to think out of the box to reduce health care costs. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 63 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zorneman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet to wish you a happy new year. What's the perfect way to ring in your 2017? With an amazing deal on a new 2017 Chevy Silverado with $10,500 in savings. And with trade assistance, you can save $11,500. Come into Tom Light today and save $11,500 on a new Silverado. There's only one place to find the biggest deals of the year, Tom Light Chevrolet, with over 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for immediate delivery. Avery, Tom Light Chevrolet off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or for the most competitive online pricing around, TomLight.com. Take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 60071, 45160 MSRP, less 2,000 Texas Edition savings, less 1,000 special package savings, less 4,000 factory incentives. Save an extra 1,000 with trade assistance. Must own and trade in 99 or newer model. WACNs 13117 plus TTNL.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:40. Infomaniacs. And it's time for the weather. Brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They do polyurethane concrete raising as well. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We have a cold front bearing down in the region today, and that's going to lead to varying amounts of cloudiness. It'll be breezy. A shower or two may come through. We've already seen a couple. Temperatures 65 to 70. Any showers end tonight, skies will clear. Turns much cooler overnight, lows around 40. For tomorrow, high pressure heads our way, lots of sunshine. Temperatures will try to get to 60 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 35 to 40, and it's sunny and near 60 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on the Aggie men's basketball team's game tonight against Ole Miss. Meanwhile, A&M volleyball player Stephanie Ipley is foregoing her senior season due to injury. And in the NBA, even without Kawhi Leonard, Pau Gasol, and Tony Parker, the Spurs still secured a win over the Raptors. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so the president moved on a pair of pipeline projects yesterday, signing the executive actions that can speed up approval of both the Keystone and the Dakota Access projects. That made some people unhappy.
Some people were none too happy about that.
More executive action today, this time expected to be on immigration. He's expected to take action limiting access to the U.S. for refugees and visa holders from several countries. According to multiple reports from several sources, visa holders from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen will primarily be affected. At the same time, I mean, it is America, but barely America. Jerry Brown, Moonbeam, who was the, I don't know if he ran for president or not. But anyway, he's been governor before, and now he's an old guy. And, he had the state of the state yesterday for California, where he talked about things that they're going to do, and they don't care what Trump wants to do. They're going to do it their way.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they're going to go ahead, and they're going to protect all these folks who are here illegally. They're going to protect every man, woman, and child. Also, Jerry is vowing to lead the nation in climate change stuff, no matter what the Trump administration does.
So this is California, you said?
It's California.
You know, we talk about Texas seceding.
Yeah. Is that it? Okay. Can't they do that at 3 in the morning when listening,
right?
Just saying. Excuse me. Go ahead.
No, I was just, but, you know, no, I was going to say, we talk about Texas seceding sometimes, but maybe California should consider it and just make themselves their own country if they think they've got all the answers.
And again, the San Andreas Fault might allow them to really separate from the nation.
Good point.
In the meantime, we got anything happening up there today?
Oh, man, let me tell you, we have got some stuff happening. So yesterday, he tweeted, "Congratulations to Fox News for being number one in inauguration ratings. They were many times higher than fake news CNN. Public is smart."
Fake news.
And then Scott, something that we've talked a lot about on the show, he tweets, "If Chicago doesn't fix the horrible carnage going on, 228 shootings already in 2017 with 42 killings, that's up 24% from 2016. I will send in the feds."
Yeah.
And then just 30 minutes ago, he starts tweeting, I will be asking for a major investigation into voter fraud, including those registered to vote in two states, those who are illegal, and even those registered to vote who are dead, and many for a long time. Wow. Depending on results, we will strengthen up voting procedures.
Oh, that's our guy.
And then just about 28 minutes ago, he tweeted, I will be making my Supreme Court pick on Thursday of next week. Oh. Thank you.
So no speculation. He's going to tell you when it happens. And Sean Spicer was on Hannity last night, and he was talking about the idea that this administration is going to, well, maybe try some different news sources to get the word out.
There are voices and issues that the mainstream media sometimes doesn't capture. And it's important for those issues to get as much prominence as some of the mainstream ones. Now, that's not saying that maybe tomorrow I call on the AP first. Maybe I call on NBC at some point. Whatever. I'm going to call on Fox first. But the idea is that different outlets who have different audiences and different issues should have an opportunity to get those issues up front. Maybe by hearing from the Christian Broadcasting Network, we hear about an issue that otherwise would get drowned out.
And we've talked about that before. There have always been people like the New York Times that would drive the news cycle each day. Well, now there are more voices out there. And it's not so much what they decide to put at the top of their page. It's what they don't put in their newspaper that makes the difference. Again, as he speaks to voices out there. We go back to Chicago for just a minute.
Yes.
I forget, 750 people killed last year. However, the fastest growing percentage-wise in the number of shooting deaths in the last year, San Antonio, Texas.
Ooh.
So it's getting really close to home. Mm. And again, there are definitely reasons for that. Mm-hmm. Gangs have a lot to do with it, and Chicago does need to have their attention, but it's close to home as well. Yeah. So we need to remember that. Yesterday, some marches going on over in Austin, because a lot of people were rallying for school choice. And this is something that the governor likes and the lieutenant governor likes. And we're going to start hearing about, we'll mention it today, if you haven't heard of it before, it's called an educational savings account. This is a personal fund that's going to be tied to the child and managed,
by their parents.
That's not good.
Uh-uh.
Now, families can use this fund to cover costs associated with education, however they choose to pursue it. The deal is these funds are going to be diverted from public schools to fill the accounts. Currently, a portion of the Texas school funding is allocated on a per-student basis. If a student chooses to withdraw from public school, students' portion of funding would be redirected from the district into their personal savings account. And again, I understand the concept, but if you're depending on the responsibility of parents who may not be very responsible in other things in their lives.
Right.
Then it's
that could get interesting.
And the teachers were over there also marching yesterday, so it was a busy day in Austin for education. But, I mean, Dan Patrick says he wants to bring it up, so we'll see how that plays. 6:48.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Every once in a while, somebody asks me how they can handle a slope in their landscape. Soil erosion, after all, is a major problem anywhere the ground slopes sharply. Planting grass or ground cover helps, of course, but often the grade is too steep for proper planting and watering and mowing. I'll be back with details of retaining walls right after this important message. There's a lot of talk these days about Made in America. Well, let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for more than 85 years. It's Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings. They're made right here by people who care about quality, both in materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home or a custom steel building or even a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has 4 manufacturing facilities right here in the USA, and with 33 branches for sales and service, there's certain to be a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller for metal buildings or roofing, you're choosing the best quality products and you're supporting local jobs and local families, ordinary hard-working folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, more than 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. Visit MuellerInc.com or go to one of the 33 locations. That's MuellerInc.com. Mueller, made in America, made to last. Retaining walls are kind of like locks in a canal. They let you change levels without changing the elevations of the surrounding grade. Retaining walls serve other purposes as well. They're a nice change of texture or feel. They're attractive when planted with trailing rock garden plants, and they're useful in stopping unwanted pedestrian traffic. So what do you use to build a retaining wall? Well, most any building material that endures weather and soil conditions and that's strong enough to hold back tons of wet soil can be used for retaining walls. However, brick, concrete, ledge stone, landscaping timbers are the most popular building materials. Some folks even use chunks of old concrete, but be careful your wall doesn't come out too rustic. Really, the best way to choose a wall material is to drive around town, see what other folks have done. You're going to see a lot of concrete paving, wall stones, and you'll see a lot of beautiful ledge stone that's been brought from quarries. There are some wonderful things available to you. You might want to check with City Hall to be sure that what you're going to do is legal. Otherwise, you'll have several tons of rock to haul back to the sales yard in your car trunk. You'll also want to check runoff patterns before you start building. Be sure you're not diverting water into your house, and be sure you're not causing it to build up behind the wall where it could cause the wall to fail. If your retaining wall is more than 2 or 3 feet tall, you need to call in the help of a professional, somebody who knows how a wall should be built and anchored. There's more work and craftsmanship to building and anchoring a retaining wall than meets the eye. However, for shorter, more decorative walls, you can do most of the work yourself. Start by shaping the soil. Determine the lines you want the wall to follow, then remove excesses of soil. You always want to slope the wall back into the ground to equalize the pressure of the earth behind it. Remove more soil than is necessary so you can use a good loose soil backfill. If drainage is a problem, put in 5-inch layer of gravel behind the wall and under the soil. Next, lay the stone or timbers carefully in place. If you're intending to use brick or concrete, begin by pouring a solid footer. It needs to be 15 or 20 inches wide. Be sure you leave weep holes when you use rock or when you use brick. So if you really want to have a retaining wall, it can be a real asset to your landscape. Use tumbling plants that will spill over it or trim the grass right down to it. It's a wonderful way to add to the appearance of your landscape. I'm Neil Sperry, a spa your safe space. We'll have details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. In A&M men's basketball, the Aggies will make their first visit to the brand new pavilion at Ole Miss tonight when they face the Rebels. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy.
They play like they've always played. They're up-tempo. They change defenses. They'll go 1-3-1 to 2-3 on makes and trap us. If you attack the pressure, you get some easy baskets, but you got to make them. And offensively, we got to be able to get the ball inside, and it'll be different because it'll be a different zone, and we've played against the 1-3-1, and so it's a good test for us.
The Aggies are 10-8 on the season and 2-5 in SEC play. Meanwhile, Ole Miss brings a 2-game winning streak into tonight's affair after besting Missouri and Tennessee last week. Here's Tyler Davis on what he's focused on.
Personally, my challenge and the challenge that my other bigs have is ball screen coverages. They set a ton of ball screens, and last game we weren't great at covering ball screens, especially myself. So I think this game and this week I've been, you know, really focused on being loud and calling them out early and making sure I hedge hard for my guards, you know, making it easier for them to guard the screens as well. So I think that's the biggest thing for us.
Tip-off for tonight's game is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. with pregame at 6, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college basketball, three of the top four men's basketball teams were knocked off last night, paving the way for unbeaten Gonzaga to climb to the top of the AP rankings. Marquette cruised past top-ranked Villanova 74-72, while number 18 West Virginia earned an 85-69 win against second-ranked Kansas. Fourth-ranked Kentucky had won seven in a row before Tennessee secured an 82-80 win against the visiting Wildcats. In A&M volleyball, junior setter Stephanie Ipley, one of the most decorated players in Aggie volleyball history, is in the process of applying for a medical exemption from the SEC and will forego her senior season due to chronic back pain, which she's endured since high school. Ipley, the 2015 SEC Player of the Year after leading the Aggies to the Southeastern Conference Championship as a sophomore, is the first player in Texas A&M history to receive AVCA All-America distinction three times, having been named AVCA Honorable Mention All-America for the third consecutive year following her 2016 junior campaign. In the NFL, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback and two-time Super Bowl winner Ben Roethlisberger is giving some thought to ending his career. He said during his weekly radio appearance in Pittsburgh that he's going to take some time to evaluate whether he wants to keep playing.
It's one of those things that I was talking to my wife about it last night, and I've talked to my agent about it and coach about it, that, you know, I'm going to take this offseason to evaluate, to consider all options, to consider health and family and things like that, and just kind of take some time away to evaluate next season, if there's going to be a next season, all those things.
Roethlisberger turns 35 in March and has missed time in each of the last two seasons with knee injuries. In Major League Baseball, the Los Angeles Angels have finalized their two-year, $15 million contract with infielder Luis Valbuena. The infielder hit a career-best 260 with 13 homers and 40 RBIs in 90 games for Houston last season before missing the last 2 months with a hamstring injury. Valbuena belted a career-high 25 home runs for the 2015 Astros. In the NBA,
right wing Mills sets his feet and fires a three. Good day, mate. Patty Mills quiets the crowd with a right wing three.
LaMarcus Aldridge scored 21 points. Patty Mills added 18 off the bench, and the San Antonio Spurs beat the Toronto Raptors 108-106 last night for their fifth straight victory. Without Kawhi Leonard, Tony Parker, and Pau Gasol, the Spurs completed a season sweep of the Raptors. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning. 3 minutes till the Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take our old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl, Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish, far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting, I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating. A company worth remembering.
Looking for the latest and greatest in Kawasaki mules, outdoor power equipment, lawnmowers, turf management, trailers, and more? Say hello to WRI Outdoors. WRI Outdoors is proud to be an authorized dealer for Exmark mowers, Steel outdoor power tools, Diamond C trailers, and Kawasaki mules, and our service department can repair anything. WRI Outdoors is proud to be Texan-owned and operated. Call 985-5040 or look them up on the web, WRIOutdoors.com.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit CTWP.com today.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Here's the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Kilgore Insurance Group. Give them a call at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. High today, about 67 or so. A little cooler tonight, around 40. We'll be around 60 for the balance of the week. Lots of sunshine. 60 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.